so I must have gotten a phone call, so I'll take it. I'm not going to get political here, but so I don't know exactly about this last mile thing that you mentioned involving the Trump administration or anything like that. I don't know that part of it, but I do not like when they do these handoffs. But I also have to, I don't want to use the phrase cut them some slack, but during the Christmas holidays when everybody's got packages and I see Amazon postal people bringing in Amazon packages and I'm waiting on the Amazon truck or vice versa. And I just said to the postal people, why are you bringing them? Well, we can get them here quicker. And it's kind of like an agreement we have. And, you know, that kind of handoff during the holiday season, you know, lightens up some loads on one side or the other. But, you know, you're responsible for my package. You know, I pay for whatever I pay for Amazon, and I got to wait an extra half a day because it's going to be on your truck and you can get it to me faster, or vice versa, postal back to Amazon. That is just ridiculous, especially when you're handling, you know, postal service is government, Amazon is a service, you know, and it's like, I just don't like, you know, I order something, ship it to me the way it's supposed to come, be it whatever the carrier is, and just keep it that way and let it get here that way. Because when you start flipping things around, tracking numbers change, things get lost. I've already lost one package this year. I ordered a cable, $11, and we get this GoPro. It's not GoPro. What is it called? It's something like GoPro. It's a carrier company, and they deliver a ton of packages here to our senior center. And my one package never made it. And it's like, it comes postal. It doesn't come any other way, but it's just nuts. Steve, before you pick up, see if Sean's back. If not, back to you.